This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you. Richard, Mark here. I know you monitor this voicemail. I noticed a dent in your car's rear bumper. I did not hit your car. As God is my witness. And if anyone uses that expression, make sure they're not an atheist.
Is that funny? That was a true story, actually. Welcome. Thank you for tuning in to your local Santa Barbara Realtor. I'm here with talent on loan from the California Association of Realtors. Today's guest, Mr. Dan Walters. Love him to come on probably 3-4 times a year. And it's always difficult to decide what to talk about, but we will have some housing issues. And he's written some recent columns. We're going to talk to him about power, energy, the state. You know, they're banning gas-powered cars. Down in L.A., they ban building houses with natural gas. So it's a big controversy. It's a big controversy. Fourth segment's the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median home price sales weekly. And year-to-date, we'll take a look at, in the first segment, Montecito only, and overall. First, a happy birthday. He's no longer with us, but today, on I should say September 5th, 1921, R.P. Richards was born. And he made it to almost 90, so he's been gone. It's hard to believe. Would have been 101, a silly millimeter longer. And don't forget the American Institute of Architects, the AIA. The annual tour is coming October 1st, 2022. Go to their website, AIASB.com. It's a really good event. And I probably don't have time, but if you Google Buddy Hackett's telling the three-legged chicken story, you'll get a kick out of it. And speaking of history, the Treaty of Paris, signed September 3rd, 1783, the American Revolution officially came to an end. And Free Nation, Britain formally recognized the independent 13 former American colonies. So it's good trivia. See if you can name the original 13 American colonies. And there's kind of 15. There's a little gray area there with next to Massachusetts and Maine. They both called Massachusetts. And then the slice of next to Vermont and New Hampshire. And then just 20 years later, 21 years later, France sold the United States the Louisiana Territory, the Louisiana Purchase, President Thomas Jefferson. So it didn't take America too long to know that investing in real estate was a good idea. And the price was $15 million. Adjusted for inflation back in 2020, the price was $342 million, which is pretty much a big bargain. Big bargain. The 13 colonies did not include Florida. And so it started at the northern boundary of Florida. Florida became a U.S. territory in 1821. So if you're keeping track, write that down. Speaking of real estate, my uncle used to call the cemetery the Marble Forest. And you're aware of bunk beds, but I just read that Calvary Cemetery will now have bunk crypts because they're running out of land. So I wonder if that's part of the housing element. Last week we spoke with Rosie Deisty about the Santa Barbara housing element needing 8,001 new housing units, not homes per se. We'll talk to 8,001. Weren't you here last week, Richard? You're like, this is supposed to be taking notes. 8,001.
That's weird.
I mean, 8,000 I could see, but 8,001. So I don't think they're covering cemetery plots. Which reminds me of that voicemail of my clients. And their outgoing voicemail was quoting a comedian who said, this is the way they answer the phone. I hope that's not another cemetery salesman trying to sell us cemetery plots. We have enough trouble making the payments on this place without thinking about resort property. Glad I, that was from memory. Glad I got that out. That was Paul Rowe, Michael and Paul Rowe, who moved to Whidbey Island, and I've been trying to get him to do a interview. I interviewed a real estate agent worked up in Washington who sold on Whidbey Island. Okay, year-to-date median price, 35th week of the year, the week ending September 2nd, 2022, $2,277,000. Last year, it was $1,995,000. 2020 was $1,005,000. 2019 was $1,003,000. 2018, $1,275,000. $1,277,000. $1,002,000. And 2015, $1,160,000. And today, that's all for the first 35 weeks of the year, for each of those years. Today, $2,277,000. Number of sales, 658. And looking back to 2015, we didn't have anything under 700. We had 715 in 2018, and that was a little hiccup from the debris flow. 2020, we had 728. So those are the two lowest, but today, 658. We had 792 in 2015, 781 in 2017, and today 658. So clearly a big, big slowdown in the number of sales, but an increase in the median price nonetheless. And then finally, to give you last year's numbers, which as they call last year, 2021, the unicorn year, 983 sales. Is that just over the top? Montecito only, median price, first 35 weeks of the year, $5,363,000. Last year, just under $5,000,000, $4,995,000. 2020, $3.4,000,000. 2019, 2018, just under $3,000,000. 2017, $3.2 million. So Montecito charges on. No disrespect to Hope Ranch. There was just always so fewer sales in Hope Ranch that I didn't always include it. And then finally, the high sold for the week, which we'll cover in the fourth segment, was a house on Hot Springs Road that sold for $36 million. Now, I read this online about whose house it was. Generally, I don't talk about owners, and they went so far as to not have it under their names, and they have it under an accountant or manager's name. But it was online. I'm sure it's going to appear in the LA Times. They bought it in February 2022 for just under $21 million. And then the end of August, they sell it for $36 million. That's good money if you can get it. That's quite a flip. Do you get that, Richard? How many months is that? Seven months later, they buy it for $21 million, then sell it for $36 million 7 months later. Man. And I know they really need the money, so I'm happy for them. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. RadioRealEstate.com. We'll take a quick break. Come back with syndicated columnist Dan Walters.